Today on Wings, the winner of the Katherine Davenport Award for Women's Radio News. Patriarchy is a judge that judges us for being born, and our punishment is the violence you don't see. The cops, the judges, the state, the president, the rapist is you.
There's a river of birds in migration, a nation of women with wings.
Welcome to Wings, a series of news and current affairs programs by and about women around the world, produced and distributed by the Women's International News Gathering Service.
Los jueces, el Estado, el presidente, el Estado opresor es un macho violador, el Estado opresor es un macho violador, el violador eres tú.
1,000 women in Santiago, Chile, on November 25th, 2019. The performance of A Rapist in Your Path was created by the feminist collective Las Tesis, inspired by the work of feminist Rita Segato. It has been performed in all regions and cities of Chile, and according to some estimates, in over 200 cities worldwide, such as in New York, outside the Harvey Weinstein trial.
And it's not my fault not where I was, not how I dressed, and the rapist was you. And the rapist is you.
Kashmir. Turkey. Greece. Nairobi. One young lesbian feminist activist in Chile has participated in most of the performances around Santiago. Because of the violence and the fact that she works for the government, she's asked to be known as Dignity Wonder Woman. I had two long phone conversations with Dignity in January 2020. I knew Chile had had a feminist president until 2018. Michelle Bachelet was also founding director of UN Women and is now UN High Commissioner for Human Rights. So I asked Dignity, what happened in Chile to spark so many protests after the election?
The crisis has been increasing for years. Really, it's only needed the final screw. It was a thing of time and opportunity. It could have happened to her, to Michelle Bachelet too.
How has life changed since the election?
It's way worse. I am talking about rape, torture, and murder.
By the state?
Yes, by the state.
Who were they going after?
The people goes to the streets, say that the policemen shoot down the people. It's very simple. Don't say your voice in the streets.
There were protests before the performance, which is what you call it. What started those protests?
The transport is the most expensive in Latin America. But increase your price in very, very small cents. And the students, the secondary students, tell us that not pay the price. and into the transport with no pay. And a lot of people take this idea and not pay the transport. That happened.
You were talking before about the fact that workers in Chile are not paid well.
Yes, $300 is the minimum ingress.
That's the minimum wage, $300 a month?
A month.
A month. And I understand that the cost of living, things like food and rent and transport, are very expensive in Chile.
Yes, it's like Alemania or España. España is more cheap than Chile.
So basically, it's cheaper in Europe to pay for food and transport than it is in Chile. And yet you earn a fifth of what is earned in Europe.
Yes.
Now, the protests, therefore, that happened before the performance was about increases in these sorts of costs, that people could not pay them. What about healthcare and education?
In education, is a dramatic system with the elite, the people who is rich, take all the opportunities and work, and the other people not. It's a very simple. It's a country for the rich only.
Where do women fit into this? Are they worse off than before?
Yes. Yes, it's worse. Because the women always have been excluded. It's not easy for the woman because the repression is stronger with women. But we will know how to be there and impact in the streets in order to be heard and listened.
Is that what sparked the performance, that you felt that women were not being seen or heard?
Yes. Yes. Because of patriarchy of the elite. Yes.
Tell me about the performance. What does the blindfolds and the motions mean?
Everything is used because it is what the police do with us. They literally left us blind and tied hands. When they stab us, they undress us and make us squat while threatening us with corrective rapes.
They call them corrective rapes.
Yes.
And who rapes these women?
The police.
And has anyone spoken out to international human rights organizations?
Yes, we have 4 international visits, Human Rights Watch, Amnesty, etc. And see that. And we have the informers. Yes, see that.
Has there been anything that's changed as a result?
No.
Tell me about the police violence.
The police officers in Chile are brutal and relentless. That has not stopped us. We can determine it now. The police repress with toxic gases that contains agents that burn the skin and have other harmful effects. They are literally burning us. At the same time, they throw gas bombs. There are illegal detention, disappearance, the rape, tortures, and death.
You mentioned that people are losing their eyes. How is this happening?
Yes, a lot of, it's a very difficult for me to talk to about that because it's painful. They shoot a pellet that they ironically say were made of rubber. But after the death, we have seen and we know that it is not true. In addition, they not only shoot the body, but are a specialist in shooting the eyes. Official figures speak 352 people with permanent eye damage. And we know that those are not real numbers. More, much more persons don't have eyes.
So what you're telling me is the police aim their bullets at protesters' eyes.
Yes.
And they are using gases that burn the skin.
Yes.
And that when they arrest women, they strip them down and frequently violate them as a form of, quote, correction, unquote.
Yes. Yes.
Do you have any idea how many women this has happened to?
No, I don't have numbers, but 800 people has formal denunciation to the police for sexual violence. 800.
Is that for this year?
No, until 18 October to today.
And that's all for these protests?
Yes.
In December 2019, the Chilean National Human Rights Institute, or INDH, issued a report listing the most serious human rights violations in 30 years, including more than 350 cases of eye loss and injuries. They've filed hundreds of legal actions against the authorities for homicide, torture, and sexual violence. Former President Bachelet did send a UN mission to investigate human rights abuses. Yet the UN Global Database on Violence Against Women cites for Chile official national statistics not available. On every form of violence that they track, official national statistics not available. And while the current Chilean president, Piñera, promised human rights abuses would be prosecuted, he has dismissed almost all incidences as isolated. What is the situation like for people in the LGBTQ community?
The situation is really worrying, and all the national and international organizations show the community LGBTQ plus is in danger since always, but with a lot of people in the streets, that is increasing.
Are there people in the LGBTQ plus community speaking out and obviously on the streets, or are they frightened?
They frighten, but that don't stop us, because the revolution is a moment of going out and tell that you need to tell.
Have the police been particularly attacking women in the lesbian community?
Yes.
Why yes. Are they targeting women in the lesbian community?
For the patriarchy, the policemen are very outrageous with people are different. Don't like the difference.
How many performances have you participated in?
10 or 20 performances.
Do you feel safe? You mentioned that the government is watching. Do you feel threatened by the actions of the government and the police?
A lot of frightened.
Have they been attacking women during the performances or after the performances? And what's happened when the police come?
The police, when we are doing the performance, see the performance. The performance is very short, and then the gas, then the bullet, then. During the performance, no.
Have you ever been arrested?
No. No, I run.
You're listening to Wings, the Women's International News Gathering Service. I'm Mindy Rann, and I'm in conversation with a young lesbian feminist activist in Chile known as Dignity Wonder Woman. She's participated in most of the performances of A Rapist in Your Path in Santiago, which was created by the feminist collective Las Tesis. When we discussed recording this conversation, Dignity wanted to write something to explain what Chile is like living under the grip of the power elite. What follows are some edited excerpts from a piece she entitled Bad Type.
What is at stake today? Beyond how we are going to get out of this crisis, whether it's through a constituent assembly, by force or because of a massacre or another things. The issue is what kind of human being we are going to exalt now. I wonder, we are finally exalt joy, wisdom, goodness, love, and peace. Before choosing what structure you can get us out of this rage, this is a birth of a new social pact. Do we want to burn it all because we were burned before? They burned our dreams, our freedom, our poetry, our joy of life, our time of love. And I reflect from the ashes of the what kind of phoenix we want to erect. Is this a spiritual crisis that expresses itself in the social way? Maybe. The structure falls, but before falling, it must also die within us, the feeling that we have dignity, that we no longer have to ask for forgiveness, for existing, for wanting to be free of barriers that are finally also part of our construction as human beings. And now we ask ourselves in the streets, how is that so man generation work so hard just for crumbs, for this hunger that eats us inside? Hunger not only for bread, but for love. Because here there has been a great betrayal. We were promised progress, and that never came. So what now? That will depend on the price we are willing to pay. For as long as there are people who tell us, let's hug each other, let's cry for the fallen ones, let's dance the grief, the misfortune, and also the hope. The time may come when we can do all that is possible, but not like a pendulum coming and going, like two faces of the same coin that never meet each other. Tiredness is a good symptom that we can no longer eat what we are used to digest. Disgust prevents us from what can poison us. And in Chile, we say no more. We are disgusted with this reality. Hopefully, we learn from feminists. They tell us no means no, and let's no go back to our aggressor after the promised honeymoon as an apology due to the beating.
Bad Type, written by Dignity Wonder Woman. There is a bill just signed and referred to by Dignity as a peace agreement that agrees to put the question of a new constitution to a vote in April. But few trust the process or believe that the power elite will allow any real change that means the rich 1% will lose power. There have been calls for the entire government to resign on one side, while some call for even harsher repression on the other. You mentioned starting a new political party.
In the middle of the crisis, we need to change the constitution. We need put a lot of force, political force, told about the constitution, and some people is construct new political parties. But in the last days, the peace agreement for change the constitution, it was a very difficult moment, and we don't know or really change the constitution, because the political force has been with difficult for talking. All the political forces are talking now. What is the exit to this crisis?
You mentioned this peace agreement. Is this between the government and the protesters?
No, the protesters has been out of the peace agreement. This is the problem. The political elite of Chile has signed a peace agreement, but this agreement makes things seem to change so that everything remains the same and the same as always, which have led us to this debacle, remain in power from the town and especially of the woman. We say no to the peace agreement, since without justice there is no peace. In this context, what we need is to change the constitution, which was created in military dictatorship, to finally give us a democratic framework where the people to decide what the rules of this new social contract are. In this way, what we are doing is activating ourselves in the neighborhoods to elaborate it, this new constitution, where the powerful will ask whether or not to change the constitution, but under its rule, which among many vices prevent women, native peoples, and independent persons who do not belong to the power established today to participate.
What is it that the constitution stops you from doing?
Don't permit that women participate in equal conditions that men. And the original or native peoples or independent persons don't permit with the rules.
So you have different rights than men do under the constitution.
Yes.
Are you thinking about becoming a political person within the government? Do you want to do that?
Now it's very difficult to see a leadership in the elite. We don't have leaders in the revolution. It's a freedom revolution. We don't have leaderships.
What do you think will happen next?
We don't know. This is the problem. We don't know. Nobody knows. But the certain is the neoliberalism will be changed in all the planet. This is true, because neoliberalism implanted in Chile, but we see that it's come to death here in Chile. It's come.
Are you afraid that this will get more violent before it gets better?
Yes, yes. We expect a lot of violence, because the crisis is too great to impact a lot of space of the human being lives, that the people say no more.
Is the government listening at all? What is their reaction to this?
The reaction is violence. No talking, no see, no... No. Violence. Only violence.
Do you feel that the political voice raised by the thesis and the performance has created enough momentum to create fundamental change?
Yes. It's a no more.
No more. I don't know if you've read, but women in Turkey were arrested for doing the performance.
Yes. Yes, for 2 years.
And that, yes, some of them have been threatened with jail up to 2 years.
Yes.
How do you feel about that?
A lot of pain, a lot of anger. Could be happening in the world today. It's just a performance. It's not violence.
And the last thing I wanted to ask you about, I understand that a photojournalist, a young woman, was found murdered. Do you know anything about what happened?
I don't know how resolved this investigation.
Are they going to investigate what happened?
Yes.
Was she covering the performances?
Yes.
So this is one of your group who has been murdered?
Yes.
Have there been others that have been murdered?
Now, I don't know if we have other murder, but the violence is too old. It's very difficult to talk about.
Do you worry for yourself? You get a paycheck from the government, and yet you'd like to see the government change drastically and the people in the government gone. Does it worry you?
Yes, a lot of worry.
But you're not going to stop?
No, no, not going to stop. Nobody going to stop. This planet is our planet. Not the elite planet.
Our thanks to the bravery of Dignity Wonder Woman and thousands of other women for speaking out against sexual violence, and to Dignity for speaking to me. I'm Mindy Rann in Amsterdam for Wings.
Mindy Rann's documentary about feminist uprising in Chile wins our Catherine Davenport Award for Hottest Women's Radio News Story of 2020. Since it was recorded, Chileans voted for a constituent assembly to rewrite their dictatorship-era constitution. The negotiating team will be 50% women, and the right-wing party in power won very few seats. 17 seats are reserved for indigenous representation. Email wings@wings.org to hear any Wings program again. Thank you to Wings supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, author of the book Forgiving, A Feminist Criticism of Exchange. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album A Circle is Cast. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio holds open meetings concerning the operations and programming of KBOO in accordance with requirements of the Communications Act of 1934 and certification requirements of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.